And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 29th of July, 2010, the birthday of Ken Burns, Brooklyn, 1953, the maker of documentaries about the Statue of Liberty, baseball, jazz, Jefferson, Twain, Frank Lloyd Wright, and the Civil War, his 9-episode series in 1990, which has been seen by over 40 million persons. And it's the birthday of T.J. Stiles, the historian, born in rural Benton County, Minnesota, 1964, set out to write a biography of the early railroad baron Cornelius Vanderbilt. He thought it would take him 2 years. Instead, it took him 7. Documents about Vanderbilt were hard to find, documents from the 1830s, 1840s, and Vanderbilt himself left no collection of papers. And that period, after the Revolutionary War, years before the Civil War, was not much written about. So T.J. Stiles spent a lot of time at the New York Public Library, digging through the papers of New York Central Railroad, learning little bits and pieces about Vanderbilt, by reading lawsuits in which the plaintiffs would describe meetings with Vanderbilt and say what his office looked like and where his desk was and how he put on his reading glasses. T.J. Stiles nearly despaired, nearly quit the book, spent the advance, used up his own savings, but the book came out in 2009, entitled The First Tycoon, The Epic Life of Cornelius Vanderbilt. It won the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. T.J. Stiles, who said, "When I write, I try to tell a good and accurate story, both for its own sake and as a means of drawing out the underlying meaning, the themes that explain to us how we became what we now are." Here's a poem for today by Kim Adonizio, entitled Scary Movies. "Today the cloud shapes are terrifying, and I keep expecting some enormous black-and-white B-movie cyclops to appear at the edge of the horizon, to come striding over the ocean and drag me from my kitchen to the deep cave that flickered into my young brain one Saturday at the Baronet Theater, where I sat helpless between my older brothers, pumped up on candy and horror. That cave, the litter of human bones gnawed on and flung toward the entrance. I can smell their stench as clearly as the bacon fat from breakfast. This is how it feels to lose it. Not sanity, I mean, but whatever it is that helps you get up in the morning and actually leave the house on those days when it seems like death in his brown uniform is cruising his panel truck of packages through your neighborhood. I think of a friend's voice on her answering machine. Hi, I'm not here. The morning of her funeral, the calls filling up the tape, and the mail still arriving. And I feel as afraid as I was after all those vampire movies, when I'd come home and lie awake all night, rigid in my bed, unable to get up even to pee because the undead were waiting underneath it. If I so much as stuck a bare foot out there in the unprotected air, they'd grab me by the ankle and pull me under. And my parents said there was nothing there. When I was older, I would know better. And now they're dead, and I'm older, and I know better." A poem by Kim Adonizio, Scary Movies, from What Is This Thing Called Love? Published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.